Any advice for a mom that is struggling with forgiveness for her husband that has cheated? There are kids involved too, and she wants to do the right thing by God's word. What could you say, if anything, to her? Do you have a book she could read of yours to help with that?
Well, certainly, you know, any book on the subject of forgiveness, you know, there's portions in different ones of my books on forgiveness, but a book that I used to recommend a lot that's still out there is called The Freedom of Forgiveness by David Augsburger. There needs to be real forgiveness, and I don't know the details here, but, you know, hopefully there's been repentance and issues being dealt with. I have to say this. I haven't had time, because during the break I was talking with people and I was trying to look through these. But there are a number of questions that have to do with husbands being unfaithful. And it's heartbreaking. And obviously it's much more heartbreaking for you if you're going through it than it is for me reading it. But it's heartbreaking just to read it. And I think we have to understand that our culture lies to us all the time. And the media, the kinds of programs on television where marital unfaithfulness is laughed at, it's a matter of amusement, and it's a drama, and it's, you know, I remember reading last year that at one time a poll of 12-year-old girls showed that the most popular show they were watching on television was Desperate Housewives. Well, why are we doing this? Why are we allowing this to happen in Christian families? There's nowhere in the Bible that says you must have a television. Get rid of it. I mean, if that's the only thing you can do, get rid of it. You don't have to have a computer. You don't have to have internet access. You don't have to have it. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a television and protect against purity. I'm just simply saying, don't say, well, that's just inevitable. Don't let the kids watch whatever they want on TV, and don't let yourself watch whatever comes up on TV. We just don't understand the level of destruction that we are sowing the seeds of by what we're permitting into our homes. And that is probably of no help to the person who's already in this position, or maybe it's of some help, but it certainly doesn't solve. But I would say do what can be done in terms of prevention. Pay attention to your marriage and the needs that your husband has, but also create the type of environment that protects you and your children from impurity as well. And certainly getting counsel, if in this case not knowing the details, getting counsel for the wife who's been betrayed, but also obviously getting counsel and accountability for the husband. There was another one that I read that talked about a husband being unfaithful who is now repentant and getting the help and the counseling and all of that, but it's still there's still ongoing issues. And be honest, be forthright, pay attention to your marriage. Unfaithfulness is tragic, it's preventable, but once it happens, all is not lost. God can forgive, God can redeem. It's why Jesus went to the cross. He didn't go to the cross for some sins, He went to the cross for all sins. He is the reconciler. He is the one. There are marriages today that experienced unfaithfulness many years ago that are now stronger than they've ever been, and they're actually much stronger than they were before the unfaithfulness occurred, because of people who come to each other in pain and honesty and grief and work things through.